This is the Bible lesson from the Christian Science Quarterly for study during the week ending Sunday, October 9th, 2016. We'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy.
Our subject this week is, Are Sin, Disease, and Death Real? The golden text is from Psalms. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The responsive reading is also from Psalms. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, and according to mine integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. In my distress I called upon the Lord, and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He brought me forth also into a large place. He delivered me, because he delighted in me. For thou wilt save the afflicted people. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect.
Section 1. The Bible. Psalms. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Isaiah. Fear thou not. They that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. Psalms. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Matthew. Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. When thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. After this manner therefore pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Christian science reveals God not as the author of sin, sickness, and death, but as divine principle, supreme being, mind, exempt from all evil. Science is an emanation of divine mind and is alone able to interpret God aright. The Lord's Prayer is the prayer of soul, not of material sense. Here let me give what I understand to be the spiritual sense of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, Mother God, all harmonious, hallowed be thy name, adorable one, thy kingdom come, thy kingdom is come, thou art ever present, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Enable us to know, as in heaven, so on earth, God is omnipotent, supreme. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And love is reflected in love. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And God leadeth us not into temptation, but delivereth us from sin, disease, and death. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. For God is infinite, all power, all life, truth, love, over all and all. Man, delivered from sin, disease, and death, presents the true likeness or spiritual ideal. The epoch approaches when the understanding of the truth of being will be the basis of true religion. We ought to weary of the fleeting and false, and to cherish nothing which hinders our highest selfhood. The evidence of the physical senses often reverses the real science of being, and so creates a reign of discord, assigning seeming power to sin, sickness, and death. But the great facts of life, rightly understood, defeat this triad of errors, contradict their false witnesses, and reveal the kingdom of heaven, the actual reign of harmony on earth. Sin, disease, whatever seems real to material sense, is unreal in divine science.
Section 2. Psalms. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Look upon mine affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of thy name, and deliver us and purge away our sins for thy name's sake. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Luke. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
In the phrase, "deliver us from evil," the original properly reads, "deliver us from the evil one." This reading strengthens our scientific apprehension of the petition, for Christian Science teaches us that the evil one, or one evil, is but another name for the first lie and all liars. The history of Christianity furnishes sublime proofs of the supporting influence and protecting power bestowed on man by his heavenly Father, Omnipotent Mind, who gives man faith and understanding whereby to defend himself not only from temptation, but from bodily suffering. One whom I rescued from seeming spiritual oblivion in which the senses had engulfed him wrote to me, "I should have died but for the glorious principle you teach, supporting the power of mind over the body, and showing me the nothingness of the so-called pleasures and pains of sense. Mortal mind needed to be set right. The ailment was not bodily, but mental, and I was cured when I learned my way in Christian Science." This conviction that there is no real pleasure in sin is one of the most important points in the theology of Christian Science. Arouse the sinner to this new and true view of sin. Show him that sin confers no pleasure, and this knowledge strengthens his moral courage and increases his ability to master evil and to love good. Sin should become unreal to everyone. It is in itself inconsistent, a divided kingdom. Its supposed realism has no divine authority, and I rejoice in the apprehension of this grand verity.
Section 3. Psalms. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth, that thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand, and answer me. Through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. Isaiah. Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. John. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, "Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which is by interpretation, sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing.
Knowing that soul and its attributes were forever manifested through man, the Master healed the sick, gave sight to the blind, hearing to the deaf, feet to the lame, thus bringing to light the scientific action of the divine mind on human minds and bodies, and giving a better understanding of soul and salvation. Jesus healed sickness and sin by one and the same metaphysical process. Healing the sick and reforming the sinner are one and the same thing in Christian Science. Both cures require the same method and are inseparable in truth. In the year 1866, I discovered the Christ science, or divine laws of life, truth, and love, and named my discovery Christian Science. God had been graciously preparing me during many years for the reception of this final revelation of the absolute divine principle of scientific mental healing. This apodictical principle points to the revelation of Emmanuel, God with us, the sovereign ever-presence, delivering the children of men from every ill that flesh is heir to. Through Christian Science, religion and medicine are inspired with a diviner nature and essence. Fresh pinions are given to faith and understanding, and thoughts acquaint themselves intelligently with God. We learn in Christian Science that all inharmony of mortal mind or body is illusion, possessing neither reality nor identity, though seeming to be real and identical. The science of mind disposes of all evil. God is everywhere, and nothing apart from Him is present or has power. Christ is the ideal truth that comes to heal sickness and sin through Christian Science and attributes all power to God. The physical healing of Christian Science results now, as in Jesus' time, from the operation of divine principle, before which sin and disease lose their reality in human consciousness and disappear as naturally and as necessarily as darkness gives place to light and sin to reformation. Now, as then, these mighty works are not supernatural, but supremely natural. They are the sign of Emmanuel, or God with us, a divine influence ever present in human consciousness and repeating itself, coming now, as was promised aforetime, to preach deliverance to the captives of sense and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised.
Section 4. Psalms. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, they fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and brake their bands in sunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Let the sighing of the prisoner come before Thee. According to the greatness of Thy power, preserve Thou those that are appointed to die. Acts. Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Peter therefore was kept in prison. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee, and follow me. And he went out and followed him. and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out, and passed on through one street. And forthwith the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, Now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angel, and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. Psalms. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
The power of God brings deliverance to the captive. No power can withstand divine love. What is this supposed power which opposes itself to God? Whence cometh it? What is it that binds man with iron shackles to sin, sickness, and death? Whatever enslaves man is opposed to the divine government. Truth makes man free. The divine love which made harmless the poisonous viper, which delivered men from the boiling oil, from the fiery furnace, from the jaws of the lion, can heal the sick in every age and triumph over sin and death. Divine love always has met and always will meet every human need. Reason, rightly directed, serves to correct the errors of corporeal sense, but sin, sickness, and death will seem real, even as the experiences of the sleeping dream seem real, until the science of man's eternal harmony breaks their illusion with the unbroken reality of scientific being. Which of these two theories concerning man are you ready to accept? One is the mortal testimony, changing, dying, unreal. The other is the eternal and real evidence bearing truth's signet, its lap piled high with immortal fruits. Suffering, sinning, dying beliefs are unreal. When divine science is universally understood, they will have no power over man, for man is immortal and lives by divine authority.
Section 5. Psalms. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. 2 Corinthians. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Jude. Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied.
A higher and more practical Christianity, demonstrating justice and meeting the needs of mortals in sickness and in health, stands at the door of this age, knocking for admission. Will you open or close the door upon this angel visitant, who cometh in the quiet of meekness, as he came of old to the patriarch at noonday? The footsteps of thought, rising above material standpoints, are slow, and portend a long night to the traveler. But the angels of his presence, the spiritual intuitions that tell us when the night is far spent, the day is at hand, are our guardians in the gloom. The Old Testament assigns to the angels, God's divine messages, different offices. These angels deliver us from the depths. To infinite, ever-present love, all is love, and there is no error, no sin, sickness, nor death. There is no power apart from God.
Our Father, which art in heaven, our Father, Mother, God, all harmonious, hallowed be thy name, adorable one, thy kingdom.
You've been listening to the Christian Science Bible lesson titled, Are Sin, Disease, and Death Real? I'm Mary Gottschalk.
And I'm Christian Harder. This program is produced and copyrighted by the Christian Science Publishing Society.
You're listening to You Are Loved by Sherry Brennan. You can find this CD at any Christian Science reading room and online at BibleLesson.com/music. Reflected.